We're joined now by Alan Craig, director of the religious campaign group Because Children Matter, that campaigns against gay marriage and adoption. Good evening to you, Alan.
Good evening to you. Hi.
Is your faith, how does your faith play a role in your views over homosexuality? Do you think that is perhaps why some parents are saying to this YouGov poll that they would reject their child if they came home and came out tonight?
Sorry, the line was breaking up. Can you repeat that question again?
It was a really long question, so I'll make it shorter the second time round, Alan. Okay. How much does religion do you think play a role in people's views on homosexuality, particularly views like yours?
I think the religious views play a great deal of role in it. I don't necessarily accept what your previous person was saying, that it's not a matter of religion. I think religious views do play a great role in it. I think my own views, I have strong religious, I'm a Christian, strong Christian views about it, and that would very much guide, for instance, how I would respond if my own children came out as gay.
Right, so if your child came out tonight and said, "Dad, I'm gay," would you kick him out of the house?
No, of course
never,
not.
Never want to see him again?
Absolutely not. Of course not. I mean, your job as a parent is to love your kids, first of all. I especially feel that as a Christian, I think. I have a real responsibility for them.
So what would you do?
First of all, it depends what age they are. I mean, if I had a child at primary school who came out and said I was gay, I'd completely ignore the whole thing because I don't accept at primary school they know whether they're gay or not.
Well, I knew I was straight when I was at primary school, I can tell you.
Sorry?
I knew I was straight when I was at primary school.
I think prepubescent children don't know what's one way or the other. But let's move on to the more interesting thing about, well, not more interesting, but more relevant to our discussion. So when children move into secondary school, when they become teenagers, when they become pubescent and so on, my response to my children would be I wouldn't want it for them, but if that's what their choice is and that's what they want to do, then I would honour that and I would work with them through that. If they want to talk about it, I'd be quite interested to know why it is they feel that they're gay or lesbian or whatever it is, I'd want to be alongside them whatever they choose for their lives.
So you wouldn't actively try to keep your children away from homosexual influences. You would support them with their sexuality. You would allow them to bring a boyfriend home, or if it was your daughter, bring their girlfriend home. You would allow that. You'd support them.
They would know my views are that I don't think it's normal. They would know that I don't think it's right. But on the other hand, you know, lots of things that people do, I don't agree with. As a Christian, I don't agree with atheism. And if they decided to leave Christianity and become atheist, well, I'd still be my children. So that would be their choice. If they were willing to talk about it, I want to talk about it and how they got themselves to that position. I'd be very interested in it. But at the end of the day, they're my child and I'd want to be there for them. I would, of course, have to have certain... they would need to know where I'd stand on certain things, and I do stand. For instance, if they came back with their... a boy came back with their boy or the girl came back with their girlfriend, they wouldn't be sleeping together under my roof. But on the other hand, if they're not married, they wouldn't be doing that if they're straight either, because that's the way I would want to run my... I do run my home.
OK, well, no, that's fair enough. But it sounds like you're talking, Alan, as though they have a choice about their sexuality.
Well, I think they do have a choice. I mean, we all know, don't we, that people aren't born gay, and that there is no such thing as a born gay gene. We don't.
So, how are people born straight?
It is quite clear we don't fully know why.
Alan, how are people born straight? I mean, so people choose to be straight, do they?
Well, the more natural, the more normal way is that people are straight. But the point I'm trying to make is that we aren't born gay in the same way as we're born white or black. I mean, that's many people in the gay community will say that.
Now, and the scientific evidence of this is...
We don't fully know why it is that people are gay. We do know there is...
Well, you can't say we don't fully know why people are gay when you seem very confident that we know that people have a choice to be gay.
Well, choice is part of it. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's called genetics. I think that's who you are. That's your sexuality.
No, that's not.
You may be uncomfortable with it, Alan, but that is the way you are. That's who you are.
I'm sorry, but if you go to Peter Tatchell's website, you'll see he states quite categorically that people are not born gay. His words, not my words.
Okay,
his words.
And he's right.
There's a great debate.
Alan, we must leave it there because we've got some calls to go to. But many thanks for your time, Alan Craig, there, director of the religious campaign group Because Children Matter. It can